Right now on VFN TV, Lance Wallnau says that President Donald Trump is an enigma and the media can't take him down. Chuck Pierce prophesied that Florida is the backbone of America and a coming move of God. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So Lance Wallnau is talking about on the Jim Baker Show that President Donald Trump is an enigma, that he cannot take the media down. Media cannot take him down, because he was literally anointed in media before he even showed up. We're talking about that and so much more. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Man, this is a serious program. Awesome program.
This is encouraging. Yeah. This whole week's going to be encouraging.
Yes, it is. Yes,
every
it is.
Every bit of it, yeah.
But to hear what Lance has to say, I'm excited about hearing about Chuck Pierce's word.
Oh, yes.
Because we've been praying for revival for so many years, been involved in revival,
right?
And are really expected to see what God's going to do.
Well, yeah, you know, cause we're going to talk. Oh, you got to find
this
out
is
if you're,
so much,
if you're
yeah.
in Florida, if you're interested in the coming move of God, this great outpouring that's coming. We've been praying, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. This program is key. You want to pay attention to every part of it. The very first thing we want to talk about is Lance Wallnau. Dr. Lance Wallnau is on the Jim Baker Show, and he's talking about, and he gave a prophetic word before anybody got on the bandwagon about who was going to be the president, and Lord showed him that it would be President Trump, that he would be the next president, that he's a wrecking ball, that he's going to do these different things, but he is an enigma. He's actually talking about that President Trump is an enigma and the media cannot take him down. Let's go there now.
I was teaching on the Seven Mountains, so I always get in these trends before they happen. So I was predicting American culture will be taken over through seven institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And it included media and entertainment, politics, corporations, and academia. Mm-hmm. All of them have been taken over by the left, Jim. But here's this interesting thing. Where did Trump come from? Trump came from the media mountain. You'd get this because you're king of the media mountain. When it comes to the media realm, you, my friend, were the pioneer. That you were the icebreaker that started it all. And so if you have an anointing for media, here, look at how genius God is. God takes a guy who is king of the media mountain, puts him in the political realm where he has no experience. And they all think he's going to be an idiot and he's doing it wrong because he doesn't know what he's doing. They try to take him down through media, but he's already got an anointing for media. You see how the system works?
Yeah.
He was already at the top. He already is a king and a ruler in the media game. So if media doesn't make you, media cannot break you. Wow. And this is why they're having Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
Because anyone else they could take out, they can. All the guns are like, they look, and it's like he comes, it's like a Terminator. He gets back on his feet, shake, and then comes at them. And then what's remarkable is the rallies. There are very few people that actually, very few politicians, no politician could do what Trump does to fill a room. But it's even funnier is they're exhausted by campaigns. Trump, on the other hand, has to get out of Washington to find a crowd to get energized.
That's it.
So because he thrives on what he calls it, it's a love fest.
Yeah.
He feels the love.
Yes, he does.
And it strengthens him. So literally when he starts, this is a reverse strategy. When most people get fatigued on the campaign trail, he actually gets energized. So he's only going to get stronger, which is why we've got to continue to be a prayer shield over him, that no weapon formed against him.
That's right.
Because the thing that the enemy does, I've wondered how come he could take out and undo the belts of adversaries, but it's not working so fast with the Mueller investigation and with the deep state. And I thought the Lord said, because betrayal is a different form of adversary. That's in your house. Remember, it was Judas that was at the table with Jesus, who was the vehicle that was providentially used for his crucifixion. The Lord said, betrayal is a far more awkward spirit to deal with because it's built into your house.
Yep.
Any external adversary David dealt with, Absalom was a problem.
Yep.
So we are dealing with a spiritual warfare that, like Lincoln said, America, because of its physical location, separated by two oceans, it will never be taken out by a foreign power. It can only die by suicide. And that's what the devil's trying to do now.
Absolutely.
Get us to take ourselves out.
Wow.
Yes.
That is so powerful.
It's amazing what's taking place right now in America. When you're looking around and people from other countries are looking at America thinking, what are y'all doing? It's crazy what's going on. I mean, you're doing things that are literally destructive to your own nation, your own people, your own survival, right?
But yet, no matter what they throw at this president, it just keeps coming back. Even Angela Merkel, the chancellor of Germany, I believe, said that President Trump is actually wrecking the world order. I mean, he's like he's bringing
single-handedly. I haven't heard the exact quote, but yeah, single-handedly. And an enigma. Say what an enigma is.
An enigma is, let's see, because I had to look it up. It's a person or a thing that is mysterious or puzzling or really difficult to understand.
Right.
I mean, that really characterizes President Trump because they just can't put him in the box.
Right.
And no matter what they throw at him, just nothing doesn't stick. I also noticed, too, that those that come against him, somehow their life begins to unravel months later. Just thinking about all these different type of attorneys and all these accusations, and just you never thought at one moment this one particular attorney was on every liberal newscast bringing accusation. And you fast forward several months, and he's in jail.
The prophetic word that the anchors are falling out of their seats. But you look at it, too, is that it's not necessarily just Trump. It's the fact that whoever God anoints for something.
Yes.
And he's anointed for doing, which means he has the ability to do what he's doing because God's enabled him through touching him in a certain way. I mean, this is not just Trump's got unique skill base. I mean, he's got a skill base, but all of the most awesome skill base that a man could possibly have is not enough to do what God wants to do. God has to touch your skill base.
Yes, yes.
And the favor of God, of course, is on him and on America. God's got plans for America. He's got good plans in store. And it's amazing to see how God is using him as a wrecking ball, as a spearhead to be able to go forward and to push. And things, I mean, it's like water's off a duck's back. And what the Lord told me originally, he let me know that before he was elected that he was going to be in office and that the people would get the White House back, and we've been seeing everybody that's anybody coming into the White House. But also the fact that that we need to pay attention to what he's doing because, you know, he doesn't agree with wrong projections and narratives about what he's doing.
Yeah.
He doesn't just buy into that. And even though it looks like it's going this direction, he speaks in an affirmative over that thing. Now, as a believer, we would say that, you know, we're not what we see, but we can speak things into existence. And though you're looking at something that's not right, we can speak positive over that thing.
Absolutely.
And directional in what we say to the mountain that it takes place. And the Lord told me specifically, you know, to watch him and pay attention because we as the church, we're supposed to be moving in faith. We're supposed to be speaking this stuff out, you know, calling those things that aren't known as though they were. God's waiting for us to do these type of things. And so, you know, in the role he is, the anointing he has, but watch what happens when you just continually, despite what all the negative press, and as believers, we have a ton of negative press as well, but don't even pay attention to that. Just keep moving forward, because I think this man has accomplished more in office in his first 3 years than presidencies all combined.
No doubt. You know, go back. I mean,
any presidency.
Yes. His impact is not just transformational to this country, if that wasn't enough, but it's literally the entire world. I mean, everywhere he goes, whether it's Europe, whether it's Asia, whether it's the Middle East, it's not like every president has been able to exert some influence, but the influence that President Trump is exerting is like it's bringing massive transformation.
So I want to encourage you, you know, to pray for the president, pray for those in authority over you, you know, pray that during these next elections coming up, there'll be just a sweeping transformation across the land from governorships to a state Congress, state Senate, Congress, legislature, executive, just a sweeping and just shift America rapidly into what God wants to do. But I want to say this, you know, listen, I'm excited about our VFNKB community. It just launched. You can go to VFNKBcommunity.com and join. We're inviting you personally because we want to be able to talk with you and communicate. We have direct communication, daily inspiration. God's called you and given you talents to be a success. They want to encourage you in that success, but you can go to vfnkbcommunity.com and also follow us on our podcast. You know, we're on Spotify now. You can follow us there, or you can go to iTunes or Android and subscribe to our podcast and rate us. When you rate us, like give us a 5-star rating and say a little something about the program, it causes this computer program to actually send us out to more people. So you can reach more people by downloading the app, by rating the app, and sharing with other people. Just totally amazing. John, what's next?
When we get back from this break, we're going to be hearing from Chuck Pierce, who's just in Florida, as he's prophesying how God's eye has turned towards Florida and how Florida's going to be the backbone of the nation. This is a massive move of God that's coming. You don't want to miss it.
We'll be right back. You don't have to leave this place the way that you came. You will leave here soaked and saturated and burning with the presence of God.
I believe this is the hour of Jesus the Evangelist. We have not seen him like this since the 70s. There's a new breed of evangelists. They're not looking for a stage. They only want Jesus.
And now we come to God and we meet the creator of heaven and earth and we meet Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's an experience you'll never forget. That's why when he touches you, you've got to tell everybody about it. You've got to shout it from the rooftop. You've got to shout it from the mountaintop. I met him. I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about him.
We are about to see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like this nation has never seen before.
It is time for the redeemed of the Lord to claim the promises of God in his own money.
Things are changing. Things are changing. You can't stop it. It's changing.
God has been moving you from glory to glory, from greater to greater, from faith to faith.
Don't miss your chance to get this free book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, where I share a prophetic encounter God gave me about a coming wealth transfer. And this whole genesis of this book and these strategies is to position you for a coming wealth transfer. It's 10 strategies for success, dealing with your belief, your actions, commitments, giving you plans, giving you strategies. I mean, so many things I can't even talk about, but it's yours for free. Go to VFNKB.com and get your free copy now.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners. a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Chuck Pierce prophesied. I don't know if you know this or not, but there was a specific thing that God laid in his heart, and I believe Dutch Sheets went around, and they prayed over every state, and God revealed to them the things that was going on in the states. And in that, that God revealed to them that there was like 21 hub states, which are, you know, significant for being able to take back America from where it was. And you think about apostolic hubs and outposts, and we gave these words on television talking about them. And they're key at being able to take back America, take back the land. Well, you know, at that particular time, Florida was not one of the hub states. And we were going to be located in Texas. We already had a place picked out in Texas. Perfect location, it seemed like, at the time, where we can be center for our studios and all things that we're doing and travel. But then the Lord spoke to me and said specifically, stay, you know, in the glory zone that we call the glory zone here on the Gulf Coast, you know, in the Pensacola, Mississippi, Destin, all those different areas. Because if you do that, he was going to actually give us the land. He's going to change the DNA of the place, and it's going to happen. And he's going to deal with all the things and the enemy. And the things he's been doing that. I won't talk about too many details because he dealt with them. They're gone.
They're gone.
Ding dong. Yeah. The witch is dead. And so in the context of that, then the exciting thing is we stayed faithful, and you've been watching us right straight from the area of Florida where, you know, it wasn't a hub state. It has to be a very key thing, because the ones that aren't hub states could literally have some significant difficulty happen to them. But you got to hear this prophetic word. The video is not that high quality. It just happened in June. But giving this word out and watch and listen, this is a prophetic word coming from Gloria Zina Ministries, Chuck Pierce, Corinth, Texas. He was in Tallahassee when he was giving this word. It's just the capital.
The Time to Plow conference,
and it's about it's at the capital. It's the capital of Florida, and saying specifically how things have shifted. This is so important because it's like the backbone of America. Thank God, and the coming move of God. Check it out.
Apostolic centers that have arisen. Apostolic centers are not mega churches. Tomorrow I'll share a little more about that. What's forming, and the responsibility that we have in a territory. But he showed me when this triumphant reserve would come together and meet in one of these centers, all of a sudden they would come out seven times brighter. It looked like their cells were rejuvenated. It was how God was going to start a glory move. Not every state had apostolic centers. Matter of fact, there were only 23 states in covenant with the Lord. 21 states in covenant and 2 hanging in the balance, California and Florida. But God, everybody say, but God. He shifted his eye toward Florida this year because some way, Florida and its kingdom people have shifted their heart toward him. Therefore, this place that we are meeting tonight becomes one of the key meetings of these regional gatherings we're having. This is what he showed me Florida looked like when I saw it down from heaven. He described in detail where things were. And Aaron, see if you can show what he showed with this. It had this incredible black highway snake looking creature all through the middle of it. And this year, when the Lord spoke to me in September, he said, I am ready to change what travels through Florida this year. It had several apostolic centers within it that I knew would form and come into being by 2018. But something happened in January of this year while I was meeting here in Florida. All of a sudden, the Lord caught me up and said, look what I have done in Florida. I've shifted the trafficking of darkness and what was a snake-like dimension of control that controlled Florida. I have now made Florida the backbone for my nation for the future. It was an amazing shift. It showed me that we had entered this calendar year a shift in America from state to state to state. What was and had controlled the states, we're not going to be able to control them any longer.
That's so exciting to see how God shifted the nation, shifted Florida. And we knew, you know, when we came to Florida, stayed in Florida, and we could have went to Texas, that it was a particular state that didn't have what it needed to be able to do it. But you know what? God called us to set up an apostolic hub in Florida, the VFN Dream Center, and begin to do everything we can in the Seven Mountains. We've been broadcasting to the world, been holding the torch, keeping the airways filled with the truth and the positive things that are in all those lies and everything that's going out. And we're looking at, I've had some pretty awesome encounters with God recently where God is just speaking and showing himself powerfully. And I believe it's because he's about to show himself mightily to the church, to America, and to the glory zone.
One of the things that Chuck said was that God said, because God's people, kingdom people, were making this shift, that God turned over. So think about it. This is a whole kingdom shift that's been occurring this whole entire time.
Yeah, and you think about kingdom, it's God's kingdom that will be preached to all, then it will come. So often people were preaching church or preaching, my ministry. But the truth is, it's the kingdom of God, the king and his kingdom being preached, his dominion being preached on earth. And it's exciting. He also talked about, some more. What did Chuck Pierce talk about aspect of it?
The next aspect is that actually there's a confederacy. There's this confederate attack, this wickedness.
Which is a group coming together.
Coming together in the north, see, spiritual forces, he called it, that was basically aimed at stopping this move of God. But this move of God in Florida is so powerful that if they were successful, it would not continue into Georgia, up the East Coast, all the way across the West Coast. That's what's powerful. But they dealt with it.
And you're saying north, you're talking about northern Florida, not the northern part of America.
Correct. Northern part of Florida, the panhandle. Correct.
So they actually went there, and they were there at that conference in Tallahassee dealing with that, breaking that thing up.
That's right, and unlocking, like he said, keeping that thing open. So.
Let's go there now.
Yes.
Check it out.
From Tallahassee, there was a confederation working that would attempt to stop the move of God through Florida into Georgia and all the way up through the East Coast and West. That's how powerful the move of God in Florida is going to be. You've had taste of revival anointing. We're talking about a move of God that creates the backbone for a nation in days ahead. So what he said we would do this time is start dealing with that which would attempt to confederate together. Is I have gathered you here in Tallahassee to unravel a threefold cord and confederation of spiritual forces that would stop the move of God right at the key moment from moving on into Georgia. Georgia was not a covenant state at that point. And creating a move of God all along the East Coast. And then that move of God would go west, south, and north. And the Lord said, that move of God now is in the midst of my people. And Tallahassee becomes the key to this move of God in days ahead. I will repeat, of all the states in America that I have prayed for this year, this is number one, because the eye of the Lord is on this state. The eye of the Lord is on the church in this state. The eye of the Lord is on the kingdom shift in this state. Georgia's waiting for the fiery baton to be tossed to it from this state. But the Lord says the northern part of Florida becomes a key issue. And at Pentecost, this year, we are here to unlock this move of God that will be filled with revelation, be filled with provision, and be filled with power. And we say it's right here in Tallahassee, Florida, where a major shift and a rearranging of worship is now going to be activated.
So interesting. I was born in Tallahassee, Leon County. Go figure, right? So you think about this, that we've been seeing some pretty amazing things. God, just this Saturday morning, the Lord visited me in a very powerful way. I'll be sharing more about it, but literally Jesus showed himself to me and that he's showing up and he is, you know, he's inviting us to come love him, that you've been designed to love him. This move of God, revival, great awakening, it's all about God showing up and him loving on us and us loving on him. And in that love fest, this the whole world is reached because there's inside every man's heart a void that only God can fill. And I want to encourage you. I believe that there's two things going on. One, there's a whole stream of folks who are just looking to do ministry and, you know, do something and get their name up in lights. But there's others that just want to go after God and they want to be intimately related to him and want to do whatever he wants, the king wants to. They're spirit-led, and that I believe those are the ones God's going to be calling together. I've been hearing their voices calling me up. Some of you guys have been calling me and talking to me, and God's been putting his generals in place to be able to do some things. The Lighthouse Prophecy, which we talked about, you can go to VFN Torch to find out about the Lighthouse Prophecy that is coming to pass. All those prophecies that God has said over the years that have been delayed and vandals came and messed with it, that he's bringing all that to pass. This is like a huge, you know, the Lord showed me just this powerful move of God that he's blowing his whistle and he's gathering this harvest in, and they're going to come so rapidly. You need to prepare yourself for this. Now, one way to prepare is get your life right with God. Going to church don't mean you're right with God. Get your life right with God. Get in relationship with him. Begin to abide with him. Go to iabide.org and get your plan. But the other is to position yourself. You know, prepare. If you believe that 1,000 people a week will be coming into your church or your gathering, you'd be prepared. What's it like to be able to bring in, you know, 1,000 new people a week? What's it like when 10,000 folks are coming into our city? You know, we see what's happening with immigration happening and the people coming in to our nation by the thousands. Now, imagine that actually be people coming to the Lord. Are we prepared to shift our life to be able to take them in? And by the way, many of those guys are getting saved as they're coming into the churches right here. We got to go, but I just want to say, be prepared. God is doing some awesome things. And if you're in Florida, congratulations. God's heard your prayer. We've been praying and believing God for a move. We're part of a hub state, and you're part of the glory zone if you're on the Gulf Coast. What God is doing, it's just exciting to see what God is doing. You can go find out more details at vfnkb.com. We're going to share a couple of things with you. Don't forget to follow us in the community at vfnkbcommunity.com. Lord, I want to pray with you right now. We're going to just thank God. God, we just thank you for shifting America, shifting, Lord, Florida. Your eyes are on this state. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for coming. This confederacy, we call it down in Jesus' name. And we speak life and that flaming revival that you showed Dr. Youngie Cho, that it would burn through Florida, down to southern Florida, up the east coast, and across the states. Let it be according to your name. And dear God, in the Morrison, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this onto this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.